Will you please rise? Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And illumine your church.
I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever.
Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable.
The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season.
You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God. From the beginning of creation you have fed your people. When there was a famine in the land, you guided Joseph and his brothers to Egypt. When the Israelites were afraid in the desert, you gave them manna from heaven and water from the rock. When the widow at Zarephath was starving, you wouldn't let her meal and oil run out. And when Elijah's life was in danger, you sent ravens and angels to the desert to feed him on his journey. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Lesson comes to us tonight from the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and I invite you to listen for the word of God. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which does not satisfy. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And I invite you to rise for the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. So when I was 14, my parents took my brothers and me to Pompeii. My brothers are quite a bit younger than I, so my parents' expectations on them in the midst of ancient ruins were not particularly high. I, on the other hand, was in my fourth year of Latin, and my parents thought that I would pick up a great deal about the life of the people 2,000 years ago. Instead, I stared at the murals on the walls, their pristine colors after being uncovered from underneath mountains of ash, at the fossilized skeletons of people who one day, 2,000 years earlier, had sat down for supper and never got up, at their homes where everything was still in place. And all I could think about was how life can change in a heartbeat, how all routine, all efforts, all hopes, and all expectations can fall victim to a sudden disaster, a sudden tragedy, and being uncovered again, 2,000 years later. I'm telling you this because on Sunday, when I stopped by the church to pick up the bulletins for Olgita's funeral, I stepped into the sanctuary to pause for a moment. I think I would have been prepared for the sanctuary looking as always. But over all of our railings up here hung the quilts that we had planned to dedicate that morning. And suddenly I had a flashback to standing in Pompeii 42 years ago, looking at the signs of life that had been supposed to take place here that day, and I thought, wow, this really is what it means when life intervenes. On Saturday evening, Sebastian sent me an email entitled, "A Different Kind of Lent." I cannot think of a better way to describe what we are experiencing. All of us are running out of words or phrases what to call it. Unprecedented, novel, earth-shaking, having the rug pulled out from underneath us. And all of that, of course, is true. And the bizarre thing is that it asks of us more than ever before to discern who we are. How we are a congregation when we cannot congregate. How we are an assembly without assemblies. How we are gathering when we cannot gather together. It is new, it is novel, it is unprecedented. And as our bishop calls it, we are building this plane as we are flying it. As long as you stay up, you are doing fine. Now, when the Society of St. John the Evangelist designed our Lenten series last fall, the challenges of social distancing and self-isolation were not on anyone's mind. When they called it signs of life, they didn't know that in Lent this year, we would have to look for entirely different ways to feel the pulse of a congregation. And when they settled on five signs of life in the church, light, water, food, shelter, and community, they didn't know that in Lent, we would need to redefine all of these in our congregations. Tonight, our theme was supposed to be food. We were supposed to come together here after servings of soup and salad and some goodies and some conversations downstairs. We were supposed to talk about how eating is a sign of life and that food is what sustains us. Instead, we are gathered virtually, online, live streamed, whatever you want to name it, and know that the food that sustains us as a community is at this moment not available to us. There was a Lenten sermon some years ago, it might have even been Bishop Bjornberg's, that concluded with the invitation, "This year, this Lent, come to the table hungry. Hungry for what feeds you, hungry for what truly satisfies, hungry for what gives you life." What I didn't expect back then or ever in this time and in this country of plenty was that there would be a year of all times during Lent when we wouldn't be able to come together around that table. that we might be able to fill up on pasta bolognese at home, but not come together for the bread of community. That we wouldn't be able to receive what sustains us individually and as a congregation, on the deepest level of our beings, the bread that reminds us again and again who and whose we are. That this year in Lent, we have to fast from the bread of life. That this year during Lent, we need to remain hungry. So what can I say? This year in Lent, we are staying hungry. Staying hungry and trying to find out what this hunger for bread, this hunger for community teaches us. I want you to stay hungry, as the bread of life is just out of our reach right now. Not as a teaser, but as the promise that God's faithfulness remains with us and will be tangible to us again when the time is right. As our lessons reminded us this evening, God is faithful. In our time of prosperity and in our time of adversity, and as we trace the mark of our baptisms on our forehead, we remember that we are God's people, marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen.
Amen.
For life we wait in darkness, longing for truth.
peace in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the health of the creation, for abundant harvests that all may share, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For public servants, for the government, and those who protect us, for those who work to bring peace, justice, healing, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel, for those who are sick and suffering, and for those who are in captivity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For deliverance in all times of affliction, especially now, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all servants of the Church, for this assembly, and for all people who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord, giving thanks for all who have gone before us and are now at rest, rejoicing in the communion of all the saints. We commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to you, through Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord.
And together we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
safe, stay healthy, and know yourself held by God's grace.
Thanks be to God.